Hello, everybody, and thank you so much for joining us today for another episode of Ohio DD Talks. I am your host, Michael Denlinger, and also council member with the Ohio Developmental Disabilities Council. Today on the show, we're going to be discussing the number one issue and topic for people with disabilities in Ohio, transportation. My guests today are Renee Wood, former council member and chair of DD Council, as well as former chair of the Community Living Committee of DD Council. And she is a strong advocate in Ohio, and she's doing a lot of work in many areas surrounding people with disabilities. One of those areas is transportation. And my other guest is India Jones, who's with the Aging and Disability Transportation Coalition. And together, they're going to be discussing with me the issue of transportation and individuals with disabilities. So with that, let's get started. Hi, ladies. How are you today?
I'm doing really, really well, despite our world troubles. How about you?
I'm good, and amen to that. And Renee, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm really late.
Just say that again. I'm sorry.
I'm fine. I'm really late.
That's awesome. Ladies, I want to start with letting you two tell me a little bit about yourselves and what you do. In India, let's start with you.
All right, so I work for Services for Independent Living. I am the community service. I've been here, let's back up a little bit. I've been here for almost a year. I started in February, and I started off as a transitional coordinator. So I was transitioning people out of the nursing home back into their own, you know, apartments or homes that might have lost their home due to being in a nursing home for quite some time. And I really enjoyed doing that. And then I was actually promoted to a manager's position. And that's the community service manager position that I currently hold. And so part of what I do is I do take the time to try to be active in different coalitions. And the Transportation Coalition is one of the many tasks that I handle. So this year, I actually was honored to help put on our Transportation Equity Forum series. And so I took the time to pretty much, you know, think about, hey, what are the most important topics in relation to individuals with disabilities or paralysis or just our aging community? What are the main, you know, issues that they're facing right now? So, you know, I held little groups where I talked to different people to get the ideas on what we should discuss, you know, on the Transportation Equity Forum series. And then I just kind of put it together. We had it in October. And the biggest thing was trying to have an interactive coalition this year, because due to COVID, we're all virtual. So we got over that hump, and it was really interactive. We had over 100 attendees each series. And I mean, I really feel like that each and every topic that we went over really, really touched base for some people. I got a lot of feedback on our first forum series we had on October 6th. And we pretty much talked about leveraging new transportation programs and grant opportunities to bridge the gap for persons with disabilities. We had two really great speakers on that one. So the audience got to learn a lot about, you know, what type of funding is out there that could assist them with getting transportation too. Because as you know, a lot of individuals who may get paratransit, you know, to come to their houses. Yeah, they're using some type of fund of, some type of source, excuse me, of funding. But a lot of that funding, you know, is just not enough for the other appointments they need to attend or the other things they need to get to. How about just getting to the grocery store? So we were able to have a speaker come on that was combined with 211 Lyft. They have a pilot project that is actually providing free rides for non-emergency needed rides. So that was awesome. So say you got taken to the, you know, by ambulance to the emergency emergency department, but you didn't have a ride home. You could actually call 211 and get a free ride. So I wanted to just kind of, you know, shed light on what other transportation opportunities are out there, you know, for that particular coalition. But I want to explain each one. We actually have them recorded, so they can be watched at any time. But go ahead.
Okay. That's awesome. And maybe we'll get a chance to get a little bit more into that as we go on.
Right.
But for right now, Renee, let's give you a chance to tell us a little bit about yourself. Renee.
Hi, I have many different councils and boards. I've been the chair of the Ohio Armstead Task Force for 5 years until November of this year. Now I'm the vice chair of the task force. I have also been the chair of the Ohio Development Disability Council from 2012 to 2014. I was the first woman with DD to ever chair a council, and I was appointed by the governor to do that job. I am also a member of the Ohio Statewide Living Independent Council, and I'm also a member of my local independent living council, the Ability Center of Greater Toledo. And I've probably been advocating since my 20s. So I've been doing this for over 40 years.
Wow.
Also, as a person with a disability who does not drive, I know the ins and outs of needing transportation. Rotation and what that takes and how difficult that is sometimes.
Wow. Two very amazing ladies and gentlemen that we have with us today. So with that, ladies, I'm going to get started and thank you both for those wonderful introductions. And with that, I'm going to jump into the questions. And then if you guys want to ask me anything or talk about anything, just we'll do that too. So Renee, the first question we have is for you. What is it about transportation that is important for people with disabilities?
I think the reason why it's the number one issue is because no matter what you do in the community, you have to be able to get out. For example, even if you live in your own home, you still gotta be able to get out to go grocery shopping, to go to work, to go visit your mom and dad, or go hang out with your friends somewhere. You know, so it encompasses everything. And even if you're in a nursing home and you want to get out of the nursing home, you have to have a way to get out, to go look at your own apartment, or to go set up where you need to go shopping and buy what you need for that apartment. So transportation is key to all independence.
I think that's very well said. And as an individual with a disability myself, I definitely can concur with that. And I've also experienced the shortfalls and limitations as it relates to transportation for people with disabilities. So I'm right there with you, and I think that's very well said. India, your organization is making a great impact with bringing stakeholders and individuals with disability to the table, with disabilities to the table to talk about the issue of transportation. Why, tell us a bit about why it's important that the Ohio Aging and Disability Transportation Coalition does what you do and why it's so important.
I feel like it's very important because, I mean, transportation is a way of life in a sense, just like, you know, what both of you just said. So bringing all these different entities and individuals together to just discuss the different transportation issues is not only bringing awareness to the issue of transportation, but it's also kind of making all of us see different point of views. It's really important to have individuals who might have some type of form of paralysis or disability also participate, you know, in these type of groups because it's affecting them directly. And so we're getting that one-on-one feel from, you know, what their everyday life is like or what they go through. So I think that it's important for us to put on these coalitions to shed light to the world in a sense about what transportation really means.
I think it's so great and refreshing to hear you say that. And I'm so glad that you guys do that work because as I know Renee has said and I have said in many of the meetings and so many like us have said in many of the meetings that we sat in together, it's so important to put faces to the names. And it's so much more impactful when you have faces there instead of just names on a page or, right. You know, someone, one representative reading off names. When you have faces and it says, these are the people who were impacted by this stuff and this is why we need to fix it. I think that is just so totally amazing and wonderful. And thank you, India, for the work that you do.
I'm just happy to be a part of it, you know, because it is something that's really, it's an issue. It's an issue and it's something that should not be overlooked. And it's not something that shouldn't be not understandable to people who may not be going through it. You know, we all have to have a heart and an understanding for those who do have transportation issues. So I love it. I love it.
I think that's very well said. Very well said. And again, thank you. And Renee, back to you. As a advocate and former chairperson of the Ohio Developmental Disabilities Council, why do you think legislators should listen?
Well, I think it's an important issue. It's going to help people be more independent. I also like to take a minute to talk a little bit about the future of transportation. Because right now I think that legislation is still doing it the way they've always done it. The future of transportation is going to look a lot different than the current public transportation that we have right now. For example, the future is going to have a lot more driverless vehicles and, you know, we have to start looking at that and not looking at the way we've always done it. We also gotta look at Uber and Lyft and see how we can get them into the mix as far as accessible vehicles. It's not only affordable that we're looking at, but many people participants that may use wheelchairs or other kind of devices that we can't jump into our ordinary vehicle. We need a lift of some way to get in the vehicle. So if we look into the future, we need to look how to integrate Lyft and Uber into the mix, and how do we get to them to be accessible so everybody can use them. So I think legislature should put more money into looking at those ideas instead of doing everything the way we've always done it.
I think that's very well said, and I want to thank you for making the points that you made about Uber and Lyft and transportation. And I know Ohio, and I know you do too, and I'm sure many other states in the country, because it's a huge issue. But I would actually like to take that a step further. I think that we should look into making more accessible cabs, like regular vans and stuff, just a little thing I'm going to share. Like, I went with the Ohio DD Council to Washington last week. It was a joint trip between us and the Ohio Statewide Independent Living Council and Ohio Association of County Boards. And one thing that I discovered in Washington, and frankly kind of made me want to move there, was they have regular cabs that are like vans that you could literally hail on the street. Almost, and I thought that only happened in the movies. I thought that only happened in the movies, but you can literally hail an accessible cab off the street and like get right in. And it only costs $20 to get where I need to go, which that might be a little bit expensive in most parts of the country, I know, but like still, it's an example of what we can be and where we can go if we just get our legislators to listen. So I just wanted to throw that out there. But India, sorry, go ahead, Renee.
To add on to that about legislation, a cab might cost $20, but what if they created legislation that the government would pay some of that fare? It would be cheaper than paratransit costs about $40 to $80 a ride, so that would be much more inexpensive for the government.
Yes, it would. And very well said. Thank you for pointing that out. India, I actually want to pose the same question to you. Why do you think the legislators should listen?
It's their job to listen. It really is. Just to shorten it up, it's their job to listen.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
We actually have to figure out, you know, different forms of communicating the issues to them to get them to listen. And I think that that's what this coalition is all about. And, you know, all of our other efforts is to get them to listen, because they should be listening. It's their job to listen. And, you know, they're at the top of, you know, the podium, if you want to say, for a reason, to help us get, you know, these things sorted out and maybe some new rules or, you know, laws into effect that can help with these transportation issues. So that's my answer. It is their job to listen.
And India, my last question is for you, and thank you for saying that as well. That's very well said. But I wanted to give you a chance to say whatever it was you wanted to say to that as well, because I feel like that's important, and it's important to say it's their job to listen, because some, I believe, don't always understand that. So that's good that you said that, and thank you. And the last question that I have right now is going to be for you. Is there a way to get people involved with the coalition?
Yes, we're always looking for new members. We're always looking for new members. If there's somebody who wants to be a part of the coalition and everything that we're doing, we always welcome them. The more the merrier. We like to have meetings. You know, right now it'll be virtual. Everything's virtual, you guys. So no worries. But yeah, we can have virtual meetings and, you know, discuss issues, and, you know, all of that will help for next year's Transportation Equity Forum as well, because like some of the feedback forms from this year, a lot of them just stated, you know, hey, we need to hear more about rural areas, you know, because there are individuals with disabilities who live in rural areas where the transportation is really, you know, not that available. Or how about if you stay between county lines? You know, so it's so much that bringing so many people together and people who are actually willing to discuss, you know, these type of topics and issues is so, it's such a great thing to do to bring us all together, because I wasn't thinking anything about the rural areas because I don't live there. You know what I mean? So we get something from everybody. So yes, if there's ever anybody who's interested, I'm sure our contact information will be posted, and you guys, please, you know, reach out.
India, can you tell us a little bit more about the rural transportation aspects surrounding people with disabilities, and just go into that a little bit more?
Yes. One of the findings that we kind of got alerted to was that a lot of individuals that have a disability who need transportation may also be living in a rural area, you know, and there's not a lot of coverage, you know, on this right now. So we do really need to dive into how to help individuals that are living in rural areas. There's not a lot of transportation options. You know, if you're living between county lines, there's no bus that can actually take you straight to where you need to go without you having to get off of one bus that's in a different county to kind of link into, you know, to another bus that's in another county. So I got a lot of feedback from this year's coalition attendees on, hey, we need to really talk about the rural areas. So that's definitely on our list of to do things. And so next year, we're hoping to shed much more light on, you know, how does this even happen, or how can we get past this barrier of not a lot of transportation being available in those type of, you know, areas.
Thank you so much. And that is so important to talk about the rural issues too, because there are so many people who live in the rural areas where as bad as transportation is in other areas of the state, it's like they don't have hardly any. Right. So, I mean, it's so important and so great that you brought that up and to be able to talk about that. So thank you so much. So what would the process be if one wanted to be involved with the coalition?
Well, as far, I can only speak from Services for Independent Living's end, but all of our groups and, you know, anybody who wants to be a part of them, they contact us, we contact them back, they answer a few questions for us, and then we, you know, pretty much give them all of the different dates and upcoming, you know, anything that we have upcoming, we include them automatically. We do ask that people actually try to participate, you know, but we can't force anybody. But yep, it's just a little questionnaire, and then we pretty much put them on a list.
Okay. Okay, that's all we have for you today, ladies. And before I go, I want to give each of you a chance to offer final thoughts. India, we'll start with you.
Just as a final thought, I just want everybody to remember that even though we're talking about individuals with disability, transportation issues affect all of us, because we could be okay tomorrow, and then the next day, like I broke my ankle last year, guess what? I couldn't drive. So I too had to think of alternatives. So don't always think, you know, about, oh, well, this isn't affecting me. have a heart and think about who else is affecting, even if it's a family member, a friend, it may one day affect you. So just keep an open mind and an open heart. And, you know, when you see issues being talked about, speak up, because you're not only speaking up for somebody you may know or someone in your family, it may be an issue that you may need to be, you know, a part of one day as well.
Thank you. Renee, final thoughts.
You know, the more we make transportation integrated into everybody's life, the more inoffensive it will be. But like, for example, with the cabs and with Uber and with automated transportation, if we can make all of that accessible, then we won't need specialized transportation. And it will be more inexpensive and more available for everybody, no matter what ability you have.
Thank you, Renee, and thank you, India. I want to thank both of my guests again today. You both have been great. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us for another episode of Ohio DD Talks. And remember, as always, we want to hear from you. If there's a question you have, if there's something you want to talk about, please reach out to us. We are here. We do get your messages. We do listen. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, each and every person is important, regardless of your race, ethnicity, color of your skin, where you're from, sexual orientation, etc. So let's all try to care about each other, respect each other, and be peaceful. Thank you, everyone. I'm your host, Michael Denlinger. Look for us again on another episode of Ohio DD Talks. Thank you.